Pickaxe.
We always recommend Shopify. It took us from an idea to a real business. We got set up, I think, in less than a day. With very little effort, we could just focus on the supply chains and the product development. Shopify gives us the ability to customize without the complexity. We can change something without introducing fragility or having to pay a developer. We're Thirsty Turtle, and we leveled up our business with Shopify.
Start your free trial at shopify.com/au.
So klingt frische Musik. Und so klingt frische bei Aldi. Immer gut, immer günstig, immer vielfältig. Kurz gesagt, frische für alle. Zum Aldi-Preis. Diese Woche rote Tafeläpfel aus Deutschland. 2 Kilo für nur 1,79 Euro. Oder Mini-Roma-Rispentomaten. 300 Gramm für nur 1,11 Euro. Entdecke viele weitere Angebote zum Aldi-Preis. Und weiter geht's mit frischer Musik für jeden Geschmack. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Triforce Podcast. Oh. With me, Lewis, that's right, coming at you from Bristol. Yeah. And also joined by Sips.
Hey.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm pretty good.
Also his co-star, Timmy.
Terry. Co-hostess. Terry. I forgot about Terry, yeah.
I'm ready.
It's my number one man, Terry.
And P-Flex.
Currently pooping in his food bowl.
I'm not pooping in my food bowl. That sentence was a run-on.
Came out this morning.
Amazing.
And P-Flex, who's currently pooping in his food bowl, I am not pooping in a food bowl.
I saw a comment from last week's...
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of Molly Ringwald. Gives me good energy in the morning.
Amazing. Yeah. We need to start the day right. You know, some people like a bowl of porridge.
A picture of Molly R.
You know, like to just, you know, knock one out.
Let me tell you, she wears a pink jumper in the Breakfast Club. And ever since I saw the movie many years ago, I've been in love with women in pink jumpers, especially if they're fluffy and they're low cut.
Right.
I'm not trying to be creepy. I'm just pointing it out.
That's your thing.
Comes across as a bit creepy, but at the same time, I know exactly what you mean.
How's it creepy? I like boobs.
You're not allowed to comment on how you like how you sexually prefer a member of the opposite sex. Like it
sure you are.
There's no way that it doesn't sound creepy. You know what I mean?
It always
comes across a little bit
well,
creepy.
Well, then call me creepy.
They call me Mr. Creepy. They call me Mr. Creepy. Yeah.
It sounds so nice when it's sung.
Yeah.
So last week, your wife sent you out to keep the kids occupied.
Yeah.
And you came home with high heels for a 3-year-old, an air fryer, two haunted lamps, and
a
tortoise.
Well, actually, I don't know if you guys read Reddit, but man, was I ever told that it was not an air fryer under no...
Yeah, jeez, that guy was livid.
That guy was...
Oh, right.
Holy shit. Like, he was... You know those... You know, like, you picture a guy who's just, like, on a steady diet of hot dogs only and doesn't really go outside much and maybe just spends too much time reading Reddit and stuff like that.
So me or you, then.
Me or you, yeah. But the difference is...
I had a vegan hot dog yesterday.
I would never, like, put the slam down on somebody for getting such a thing wrong. You know, it says air fryer, so I just thought it was an air fryer. I didn't really look into it beyond that because it doesn't really have like that huge of an effect on my life. Like, I don't, you know, is it an air fryer? Is it not? I don't care. I just want to eat food. Like,
yeah.
You know, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, he was cross. He was very cross.
But no, I mean, that guy was very angry about it.
Also
so.
Got a lot of lol comments at your request, which I thought was good to see people listening. What made me, what interested me was the number of people that commented was far more than is usual on Reddit for any of the Triforce podcasts. So there are lots of people out there listening, but they just ain't posting on Reddit, which I respect greatly. I respect our listeners even more now,
yes.
Knowing that most of them
stay away
don't
from
post
social media.
Yes.
They just chill.
Yes.
They're just listening
it's
and
tough.
Chilling. A lot of people saying that this always warms the cockles of my old heart. This old man's heart breaks a little more when he hears this every time. People saying the Triforce podcast gets me through the working day. Shout out to the grinders out there, working and grinding.
Working
what
man.
About those people that
and
the
woman.
Triforce gets them through long car journeys as well? I like that. You know, I like,
yep.
Picture this. Somebody right now, probably like in America or something, is on a long road trip. They're driving to see like their nan in California or something, and they're not from California. They're in their car. And they're just listening to Triforce. You know, they're just driving down the highway. It's dark, kind of creepy night, you know, like there's probably a wolf howling in the background and stuff, but they've just got Triforce on full blast. And what are we talking about? Probably poop or dicks or maybe chocolate milk or whatever, but they're
they might see like a guy on the sidewalk. Maybe it's Mr. Creepy.
Maybe it's Mr. Creepy.
Here's what I would like to... I have a request. I have a request for all our listeners. Next time, when you're listening to this podcast, this week's podcast, which will obviously be next week, wherever you be, take a picture of your surroundings and tweet them at me or Sips.
Yeah, that's
all three of us. Tweet them at all three of us.
That's the next challenge. We've done
I want a picture. Yeah, so I want a picture if you're at work, your desk.
Yes.
If you're driving, be very careful. Get a passenger to take a photograph.
Yes.
Don't do it yourself.
If you don't need
pilot,
to put yourself in the
picture
either.
Fucking cockpit. If you are a submarine captain, I want a picture of the bottom of the ocean. If you are on the moon listening to this, I want a picture of a crater. Pictures, please.
You don't have to include yourself in the picture unless... Yeah. Unless you're like a really sweaty hunk or you got like big gazungas or whatever, you know, like.
Yeah. If you're wearing a pink jumper, Molly Ringwald style.
Or yes. Both.
Then please do tweet a picture holding
like
up a sign
saying.
Like
the Diet Coke guy with no shirt on and he's got like a moist chest, you know, like his chest is glistening because he's been like, I don't know, washing windows or whatever the Diet Coke guy used to do.
Yeah, spoogeeing windows. What are they called?
Spooging. I don't think spooging is what he was doing to the windows.
No, I think spooging was what I was doing.
That would have been a very different advert if the women were going, oh my God, and there's a guy jerking off on a window and they're all like, whoa,
cooling down. Is that how he gets them so shiny?
Wow. Look at him coming on that fucking window. That's so hot.
He's jizzing.
I can do that to my gazongas anytime.
It always makes me laugh when they have those hunk calendars. And they'll always be like your firefighters and your policemen and your army dude and all the rest of it. And then some dude holding a baby. And I'm thinking, this is clearly women who haven't got kids buying that calendar. Because if there's one thing not sexy, it's a fucking baby. Because you see the baby, you think, oh God, it's going to start crying. It's going to interrupt us halfway through. It's going to be a disaster. There's no way having a baby in the frame at all implies sex. It's ridiculous. You should be having...
It doesn't imply sex, but it's very, very related, though, isn't it? Like, you know, the baby itself.
Sex equals baby. Yeah, the formula. It's in the same formula. Yeah.
But the baby is the result of people feeling sexy about each other at some point in time,
no,
right?
It's very
it's
close.
No,
but
it's
not sexy. No, it's cute.
It does have relation.
It's very cute. Yeah. It's like you see these calendars of cute things, right? And occasionally, for some reason, there's like... a dad holding his baby and he's got baby soft skin. He's all naked, right? But he's like, they're both holding the baby in a way where it's like not sexy.
Okay? Right.
You see it with women too, like a woman holding their newborn baby and they've got like a load of back skin on show and the baby's back skin's there as well. And it's all pink and soft and you know, and they're all like cute.
They're beautiful pictures. The image
there's
of
nothing sexy
the image
about
of someone.
Those
no,
pictures.
No, there isn't. But when you've got a
they
hunk,
airbrush out all of like the dried up milk and stuff.
Right,
and
but
like
you've
the,
got a hunk calendar. Like the calendar is all sexy firefighter, sexy police officer.
Yeah,
and
it always is men in
guy
uniform,
with a baby.
Isn't it?
Like, how does that fit into the same scenario? Like I'm saying, if you have children, you know that they are just an obstacle. They're not. You know, it may be the net result. Lewis
well,
is correct.
Well, we don't find it. Baby is sexy, but does a woman find
let us know.
A
let
dad,
us know, ladies. Let
a dad
know.
With a young
yes,
boy
let us
sexy.
Know if you find babies sexy. Let us know. We'll be compiling a list,
yep,
and we'll
be
passing
will
be that list
it.
On
yep.
to the police as well. So please, write in and let us know if you find babies sexy. We're going to be doing society a favor by locking you up eventually.
Oh, I was watching a documentary on Netflix. I got partway through it, and then I had to stop watching because it was so nuts. It's called Abducted in Plain Sight.
Oh, fuck
oh,
no.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Yeah. I watched a bit of that.
Don't even talk
God.
About it.
It
I don't want to hear it.
It's so nuts.
I hate that.
It's insane.
It's like, you know that scene in Minority Report when Tom Cruise is showing off to his kid in the pool and he goes down, holds his breath, and he's like, look, I can hold my breath for a minute. And then he gets back up and he's like, Timmy? And he's just been abducted?
Well,
man,
this is very different. This is very different in that they know the guy, he befriends them, abducts their daughter, and takes her to Mexico where he marries her. And she's 12.
Yeah.
Okay?
My God.
And he then calls up and says, I can't come back because I'll be arrested. They get him in Mexico. They bring him back to the US. And the parents are like, well, we don't want to press charges.
What?
Subsequently, the mother has a an affair with this guy, and the father gives him a hand job at some point. Like, this is the craziest story you've ever heard in your life. And the father's, like, crying when he's telling the story and everything. The guy literally manipulated this family, who were very fucking gullible and stupid, to be quite honest with you. Sweet people. Man. But my God, if your friend says, man, I'm feeling horny, can you help me out here? I've got a raging boner, jerk me off. You'd say no.
This is
no,
like,
I will not.
I think you're confused, Flax. These are some of the side stories for the next season of Game of Thrones.
Did I watch a preview? Is that what happened?
You watched a preview by accident, yeah. So you probably saw Samwise.
The wolf giving someone a hand job.
Giving the mountain a hand job at one point and stuff like that. Yeah, God, crazy.
It's just crazy. Man, it's crazy. It's a crazy fucking thing, really.
That is nuts. Holy crap.
I also had a small bit of bad news this week, which you may have seen on Reddit. I don't know. It was the top thread on our Dota. I calibrated. My party MMR for Dota calibrated, and it is embarrassingly low.
What?
Now, what do you think?
How?
Oh. What do you mean how?
No, listen. So Enthused and Jacob were telling me about this yesterday. We were playing some Apex, and they were like, oh, yeah, he calibrated his Guardian. And I for some reason, wasn't paying attention, because normally I'm like very attentive. I wasn't paying much attention. I thought they were talking about CSGO, because I know like there's like rankings and stuff in CSGO, but I'm not sure like what they're called. I haven't played it enough, sort of thing.
Right.
So I was like, oh yeah, you know, like maybe he's not that great at CSGO or whatever. Like that's not like super surprising.
I'm better at CSGO than I am at Dota at the moment.
And then they're like, oh no, it's for Dota. And I was like, whoa, what, Dota? And Jacob's like, yeah, I know, I've only played the game for like 200 hours, and he's like the same rank as me.
I played a lot of party queue, that's generally what I play, and it didn't occur to me that these were calibration matches, it really didn't. So I'm playing with any lads I can find in the morning when I'm streaming, and let me tell you something, I play with some utter shitters.
Yeah.
Absolutely dreadful players. I'm not blaming them. All right. They're trying their best. I'm trying my best. Apparently I'm not good enough to carry their ass. Fair enough.
What happened to like the golden stack, like the Munt Cini?
I'll tell you exactly.
They're all busy,
what happened.
I guess, right? I never see any
Plague's
of them around
at
anymore.
University, Bob's at university. Cini has a full-time job, obviously. And Munt now got a job and he's moved to Germany.
Yeah.
So during the day, I have to hoover up what I can get. And some of these lads, bless them, they're just not good at video games.
Man.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. So the games are hilarious. I have a great time. But of course, the thread on Reddit was covered in people saying, this is why he shouldn't be invited to events. And I was like, damn.
Oh,
wow.
That's harsh. I don't think you need to be like, again, like going back to the guy who sits in his basement, his mom's basement, eating hot dogs all day and playing video games all day. I don't think you need to be that guy to get invited to events. Like, you got personality, you're a good commentator and stuff like that.
I think that they're inviting people who don't fucking play. You know, what's better? Like someone who actually fucking plays the game, or someone who they bring in just because he's a well-known name who doesn't play the game anymore, isn't into the game anymore. Like, a lot of the people, you know, when I watch, it feels
that,
like
that, or somebody who plays the game a lot, is good at the game, but is just fucking devoid of personality, like many gamers
are. I still find
it
amazing that it's still going.
Who would you rather listen to?
But look, talk about Apex. You know, that's toppled Fortnite this last week. It's had 10 days higher than Fortnite on Twitch. You know, how the mighty have fallen. I mean, Fortnite's not going anywhere, don't get me wrong, but Leah was telling me a story on Saturday about how she went into Game. Shop in the high street?
Oh, my God.
And they have these, like, attached cyber cafes.
Are they just,
right,
like, like cobwebs, like, all over the place? And, like, just, like all the game boxes are, like, old and greasy. They got grease spots on them and stuff. Like,
So there's loads of kids in there playing Fortnite on these. It's like they have like these cyber cafes now, and they've got quite a lot of them around the country.
It's a good
and there's
idea.
One
well done
in
well
Bristol.
Done.
So you can like rent a PC for like £5 an hour and just play games on it. And so there's these like five kids in there playing Fortnite in a stack, you know, and they're shouting at each other. And she's like, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. These are like kids, and they're like yelling, for fuck's sake, Jordan, you missed that fucking loot crate, you prick, like this, you know? And I'm like, oh my God, this is like me playing fucking party Dota with Period, you know? We talk like that, like each other, you know?
It's unbelievable that kids might repeat the shit that they listen to all day while watching like some guy streaming, right?
Yeah.
That's what it is, right?
I don't know.
That's the culture that they're in now.
Apex Legends has come out. You guys have been playing it all week. Yeah. It's this thing where I think it's bridged the gap. People are bored of, sick of PUBG and looking for something new, and Fortnite players are, you know, thinking Fortnite's got this reputation of being a kid's game. You know, we need to like get off this stuff. You know, it's kind of not cool to play Fortnite.
I think that anything where lots of little kids are playing it immediately becomes uncool, right?
It does, but it's still hugely popular.
It is, of course.
And the people who make money off of it are very successful as well.
Yeah.
So there's that side of it. Like, I mean, if you're sure, it's a kid's game, but like if you're fucking becoming a millionaire from playing it, you're probably not going
to
rub you that hard, is it?
More power to you.
Absolutely.
So I heard that they like paid a bunch of streamers to like switch over to Apex for a day, and then it sort of just pushed everyone over.
Why didn't they pay me? I'm a well-known Fortnite streamer.
Yeah, they didn't invite me to that Twitch Rivals thing either. I was like, you know, I was wondering. I do a lot of good moves and good shots and stuff, and like, I guess they just didn't recognize that. Maybe
what's
they,
Twitch Rivals?
It's like, you know, they get like all these like streamers together, and it's like a tournament. It's kind of like they did one for what did they do one for recently? They did an Apex one. Oh, and they had one for Dota Chess recently as well, which I wasn't invited to either. I play that game sometimes. Like,
you're good at that.
The fuck? Well, obviously not good enough to be on Twitch Rivals. So I don't know. I don't know whose dick I need to suck, but if somebody could direct me,
direct me to the dick, I will.
Direct
suck it,
me to that
please.
Dick, I'll get on it. Jeez, but I mean, Christ. Give a guy a chance.
Well, are you allowed in with your Guardian 7 level plays, Sips? Have you got any kills in Apex?
Well,
yet?
You know what? I haven't been on Twitch Rivals, but to be fair, Twitch did do that farming sim thing plug for me, so I can't complain too much. Like, you know,
Twitch Rivals
they've recognized
farming
that
sim.
I'm really good at Farming Simulator, at least. So there is that, but I mean,
anyway,
I don't know.
So anyway, what have you guys been doing this week? Have you done anything fun? Done anything in real life?
I went in to my kids' school yesterday and I helped them cook. They have cooking classes on a Wednesday,
right?
And me and another parent went in. We had to take a group of six kids to the school kitchen. I had to prepare a recipe. I had to get all the ingredients together, show them how to cook it. They cooked it. And then they go back to class, and then I brought another group of six, did the same thing, and then we take whatever we've cooked to the classroom, and the kids all get a bit.
Okay,
so
bread, beans, microwave, beans on toast. Job done.
Sounds delicious.
Then I can be back home playing games again.
Very tempting. Yeah? But instead, I got them to make pizza, okay? So they all made little pizzas. Yeah. And it was very successful. The kids loved it. They really loved it.
I got them to each
time.
Put them on individually on a conveyor belt, and the end of the conveyor belt was my open mouth.
it was great. It was honestly, it was great fun. And I would urge any parents out there who have the chance to go in and help out at your school, because seeing the kids in that environment, it's very different. And you learn a lot from the way the teachers talk to them. They have all these little rituals and routines. Like if the teacher has something important to say, she claps three times. And all the other kids have to go, and if you don't clap, you're in trouble. So they all clap. It's sort of like getting them all to listen. So
that's
when she
crazy.
Claps three times, they all clap three times, and they're all listening.
That's crazy, because I think that's how Hitler used to start all of his rallies, too.
I remember, yeah.
And what did he also make them say thank you to? We want to say thank you to Mr. Goebbels for his wonderful speech. Thank you, Mr. Goebbels. See
three
you
claps.
Next Wednesday, which is what they say.
Thank you, children.
Thank
you for the pizza. It was very nice.
Oh, my God.
He's all right.
Hey, listen,
Mr. Creepy.
I've got some important news. Well, it's not important. I don't even think it's interesting, actually. But so I don't really believe in New Year's resolutions.
It's neither important nor interesting.
No,
great.
It's not. But I'm going to say it anyway.
Typical Triforce podcast material.
I'm
going to
say it anyway. I don't believe in New Year's resolutions. I usually don't have one or whatever. And I know that this might seem like it's possibly a New Year's resolution, albeit like a kind of a dumb one. But it's not. It's nothing to do with the New Year or anything. I just want to put that out there before I start explaining what I've been doing recently. So I set out recently in the past month or whatever I took a look at Spotify one day and I thought, you know what? Fuck, all I do is listen to these random ass songs. I don't even know what album they come from. You know, they're all often recommended and you can see that they're like listened to a lot by people on Spotify or whatever. And they're, you know, normally big singles or big hits from bands or whatever. And I was like, I'm sick of this. I want to listen to like a full album. You know, like there's so many albums out there that I've never listened to fully. You know, a lot of albums that were created in like the 60s and the 70s and stuff, you know, they by bands who were sort of known as like, you know, studio album bands, like where the album is very coherent and has something to do with all the other songs or whatever. And it's like an experience listening to it. And there was A-sides and B-sides and stuff.
You listen to a big diverse range of music as well, don't you? From like Nirvana to like Snoop Dogg and fucking everything in between.
Well, I started by saying I want to listen to classic rock albums because I know a lot of classic rock singles that have been played on the radio or whatever, but I've never listened to these albums fully, and a lot of them are rated like highly by, you know, music critics and stuff as being like super influential or just, you know, just off the wall insanely good or whatever. So I got a list and I started sort of working my way through it. And then I roped in some of my my Canadian high school friends to do like almost like a book club. But it's like we listen to albums instead and then talk about it. So what we've been doing is we've been picking an album, listening to it fully like 3 or 4 times over the course of like a day or two. And just sort of trying to like,
this sounds
fucking
amazing.
Sometimes you listen to an album and it's like, I don't like this. Like I can't, it doesn't gel with me. But if you listen to it 4 or 5 times, you're like, oh shit, you know, actually some of these songs I'm starting to recognize, they're catchy. I can appreciate this. Like it sounds really good. The lyrics are nice or whatever. So we've just been going through like this process of like listening to these albums. So
I like the cymbals. You
start looking into it a little bit more and you find out that there's all these interesting stories behind recording the albums, often involving like bathtubs full of cocaine and stuff like that.
Excellent.
But like, you know, sometimes they have like these like unorthodox methods for like recording certain things. Like, I think we were listening to Rumours by Fleetwood Mac, the whole album. And there's a song in that where some of the drumming is done on a chair, like just like hands on a chair, slapping a chair sort of thing. But you can't, they change the sound around a little bit. So you can't immediately tell that that's what it is. But then if you listen closely, like, oh shit, yeah, he is actually slapping a chair.
Yeah, that's definitely a chair. I recognize that.
Just things like that, right? It's kind of cool. So the albums I've done so far, I did a couple by myself before I hooked my friends in for this book club, album club thing. But the albums I did by myself to begin with was I wanted to listen to some Beatles albums because I, you know, it's like whatever. I've heard a lot of Beatles songs, never listened to albums.
That's a great place to start.
Yeah. So I listened to Abbey Road and I loved it. I never even knew that half of these songs existed on this album, but I'd heard most of them just through TV and stuff. You know, they always use like tunes, Beatles songs and tunes in commercials and, you know, on documentaries or whatever. So I listened to Abbey Road, and then I moved on to Sgt. Pepper and the White Album. So I listened to all those fully a couple times, really enjoyed them. Some of them I went back to and listened to again. And then once I got my friends roped in, we did Led Zeppelin 2, which was amazing, really, really good. We listened to that a bunch of times.
Do you take recommendations, or are you like the guy who decides who's picking the
albums? No, we take recommendations, but we've sort of decided as a group that some albums and artists are going to be just too much of a slog and that maybe we're not up for doing it, but we're up for a challenge anyway, so we'll see. So like sometimes we'll take like an easy one where it's like, yeah, everybody sort of knows this album, everybody likes this artist, like we'll just chill and enjoy this. And then like right now it is a bit of a challenging one. We're listening to Armed Forces by Elvis Costello, which is good, but like I can only handle so much Costello. Like,
you're going
personally
back like way in the fucking past here.
Yeah, and we also did like I said, Rumours by Fleetwood Mac, which was an excellent album as well. And then like stuff that we're going to be listening to like in the future that we've already talked about, like Springsteen, Prince, probably like Talking Heads, but like not just rock. We'll probably move into like some pop stuff as well. Like we'll probably need to listen to like an REM album at some point, like Daft Punk and stuff like that. But yeah, it's just to try to like immerse ourselves into these albums. I just thought it was like an interesting thing to do, you know, like a little side thing, you know. You're walking somewhere, you can listen to an album, or like you're putting your kids to bed, just put an album on.
I'm confused. Are you new to the idea of listening to the to music, or is it not something you normally do?
No, like, I've always listened to lots of music, but like I said, I've just been ruined like with like technology, with Spotify and stuff, you know, with playlists of like, you know, top hits or whatever. There's all these songs.
So you never just put an album?
No. Not like recently. Like I used to buy albums back when, you know, that's all you could do. But like since the internet and Spotify and like Napster and all that kind of stuff, like I've never listened to a new album. Like it's insane.
That's the thing. Like I think it's difficult. It's not like books, right? If you had a book club, then someone in that book club is saying, okay, we're all going to read this book this week. And it's something that none of you have ever read, right?
Yeah.
Whereas if you're picking yourself a book, you will go into a shop and be like, I'll pick this up, but something that I've never read. But with music, it's a bit different because you'll think, oh, I will listen to something that I know or that I've already listened to before.
Yeah, you
want
to listen to stuff that you're comfortable listening to, but you
do. And even if you don't, you won't often, as you get older, there'll be a broader pool of shit you've listened to, and you'll be like, man, I liked all of this stuff. I'm going to listen to fucking Pink Floyd today. I'm going to listen to like,
well, that's another one we're dreading, Pink Floyd. I've never really listened to a lot of Pink Floyd, and neither are my friends, but we all sort of like, just assume that it's very boring, but highly rated. Like I think Dark Side of the Moon, it like appears on many like top 50 lists as like number one rock album and stuff. So
I listened to a whole bunch of stuff. I listened to a lot of albums, a lot of new albums, and there is some amazing music out there. And it depresses me when people say, oh, they don't make good music anymore.
I truly believe that because I don't listen to any new music.
Right, but like, it's so wrong. And people saying music was better in the past is the stupidest fucking statement. And it pisses me off when I hear people say it because they're like, oh, it's all rubbish on the radio now. Did you listen to the radio in the 80s? Because I did. And it was mostly shit. Same for the 70s, same for the 60s. It was mostly shit. The good stuff is the stuff that stood the test of time and is still around. But you're ignoring 99% of the stuff that went out. Watch Top of the Pops, which they show again on like UK Gold or whatever. They rerun Top of the Pops sometimes from like 1983. You look at that top 40 and you fucking tell me music was better in the 80s because there is a whole river of shit. And we've just forgotten most of it, and we're just listening to the good stuff. So shut the fuck up. Sorry, next topic.
Well, anyway, that's me, though. Like, I say that a lot about music because I don't listen to any new music, so I just assume that it's bad. Like, I just assume I haven't heard anybody talking about how great new music is, so it must just be bad. So,
but who are you talking to about it? Like, it's just
people
obviously
like
if you only listen
to old music. Yeah.
People talk to their friends. I mean, there's so much good new music out there. There has been. There always has been.
So this is hopefully going to, this process is going to help us appreciate older music, but inevitably it is going to get us into newer music.
Sounds awesome.
It's fun. It's been really fun, actually. It's just a nice, like I said, it's a nice thing to just do on the side, like, and it's, you know, it's not necessarily like playing a game or something like that. Like, you know, sometimes I'm just putting my son to bed and I'll just have like this album playing in the background, just like fall asleep and stuff. It's nice. It's really good.
Yeah. I like it. I think that's the difficulty for me. Like, honestly, like, so I wake up and my whole day is kind of struggling to fit music in. Like I was trying to get Alexa to like fucking like turn into like a clock radio to actually play music when I wake up and stuff.
Oh,
but
she's hopeless,
I can't fucking
fuck me.
Can't
figure
you just
that
ask
shit
her?
Out. No, it doesn't. It's like, I want it to be like an alarm.
Well,
you know?
It doesn't do that? You're telling me this new piece of technology doesn't have the ability of a fucking alarm clock?
A clock radio, no.
Are you serious?
No.
It probably does, but the problem I'm finding with it now, I don't know if you guys have noticed this, is that like because I've got it integrated into Spotify, I think there's like some fuckery going on in Spotify where like it's like almost like YouTube with like SEO or whatever. There's like bands and albums that are somehow placing themselves, even though they're not popular or the original band or album that you're looking for, they're like cover bands and stuff that get played before the original artist, like if you ask her to play it and stuff. I don't know if you've come across this at all, but like
it's just people gaming it, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
but,
like you
but
ask
it's
them to
stupid.
Play something
they shouldn't
and someone
be able
will name
to.
Something.
I don't want to hear you know a Spanish Beatles cover band play a cover song of, you know, just play the original. That's all I'm after. Like, and I don't want to think about it too hard either. If I'm just doing the dishes or whatever, just play the fucking song and do it right.
You can say,
you know?
Alexa, wake me up to brackets song name by brackets artist at brackets time. So you could say, Alexa, wake me up to Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go by Wham at 8 a.m.
Right.
But, you can do that.
Yeah, but I don't want it to...
I hope you're all listening to this very loud right now in the same room as your Alexa. That's going
to
be great.
I don't want to have to necessarily pick anyway. Thank you, everyone. Anyway, like, then I'm in the shower and, like, I'm getting some breakfast and maybe I'll be able to listen to a bit of music in that sort of, like, chunk of time. But then the thing is, like, at work, and I'm always listening to a, like, podcast, or, like, on the walk in, I'm always listening to some sort of podcast or something. Occasionally I listen to music. I guess when we're streaming or when we're recording, like it used to be back in the very early days that we could put copyright music into stuff. But nowadays, not really.
No.
Some streamers do like listen to the radio and have like a remix, like an album going, don't they? But
I sometimes do. Like when I was playing Farming Simulator, I was listening to copyright music.
So I tend to not have that. I don't know. I just don't listen to as much music as I used to. And I miss it. Definitely miss it. I guess like I'm the opposite though in a sense. Like I'm very much of the idea that there's people out there today making more music than ever. Some of it's really amazing. I just don't know about it. And occasionally what I'll do is I'll get like a top recommended like best albums of the year and I'll just make it into a big playlist on Spotify. So I've got like one for 2017 and one for 2018. And I'll occasionally just like have a look through. And then, you know, I can copy all the albums in and listen through, you know, the albums. And they're all totally mental different genres. But I don't know if I really enjoy it. I've never really taken any of them from that and thought, damn, this is an amazing album. I'm not someone who can recommend you an album, for example. Like, I wish I was into music more. I guess I never did it, got quite into it very much at school. I feel fairly ignorant about it. That said, I respect it.
Guys, there's a bit of drama going on in my back garden right now. Okay.
Thank God for that.
It's all right. I'm rescuing from this conversation.
Sorry, I'm just fucking Jesus Christ. You just went silent. I just sort of fucking barreled on.
I'm gonna change the topic for you, Lulu. All right.
Thank you.
We got a bird table a couple of years ago, right? It's been very popular with the local birds. All right.
They love you got any bush tits back there or blue tits?
Got blue tits.
What are those birds that are called tits? There's like bush tits, blue
there's
tits.
Great tits.
Pepperoni tits.
There's pepperoni tits.
Waffle tits. Pancake tits.
Yeah, they're all there. All the tits.
Nice. All the tits are back there. Nice.
We get a big bag of bird seed in classical Triforce style. I have, of course, told this story before. We get a huge bag of bird seed. Feed the birds. All right. I've got like a table with a little hoose on top, like a gazebo. I've talked about it. They can go and feed in there. Got a little hanger for the wee birds. And it's great. I put peanuts out and everything. There are some squirrels. All right. They come in when they're eating. The birds all wait. The squirrel fucks off when he's full. This squirrel is the fattest fucking squirrel you've ever seen, by the way. He's been eating seeds and nuts all fucking winter. On my dime, but I'm doing it because you got to support local wildlife, okay? This motherfucker next door, okay, has also subsequently now bought a bird table. I can see it from my office window and the birds are eating from his fucking table, all right? I'm livid. I'm furious. This is like competition, all right? Now his bird table brings all the birds to the yard. What about mine? Mine's, there's a couple of fucking pigeons staring at it. That's it. I'm going to have to poison that bird seed on his table.
So is he one-upped you? Is that what we're saying?
He's one-upped him.
He's got a very big, very fancy bird table. I'm going to have to go bigger. And I'm going to have to get a squirrel-proof one so that the birds are guaranteed food. Because otherwise what happens is I fill it up, the squirrel is there within 5 minutes, eats the lot. So then I've got to fill it up again, but the birds are sort of gone. And they've stuffed their bellies at this next door's bird table. What am I going to do about this? I'm thinking if I poison his bird table, the birds will learn. I'll force evolution.
Do squirrels have access to his bird table?
They do.
You need like a gimmick or something. You need
That's what I'm saying. I need a USP.
You need a USP. Yeah, you're right.
Squirrel proof.
Get like
his isn't squirrel proof.
Get
mine
some little umbrellas out there for some alfresco. Oh wait, hang on a second. It's already get some like man. How do you? This is why I can't open a restaurant. I mean, I don't even know where to start with all this stuff.
It's a problem.
It's a huge problem for me.
It's a problem. Any suggestions? Let me know.
My dream was to open up my own restaurant, but I don't have any ideas for a USP.
I think if I squirrel-proof it, that'll do. I don't think I need to go down the road of poisoning his bird table. And I figured all the birds that go and eat there will die.
How do you...
And all the ones that don't. It's like evolved, forced... behavioral evolution. The ones that don't go to his garden will come to mine. But then I figure, like, you know, that's kind of the opposite of my mission of saving local birds. So also you gotta help the wildlife, the insect wildlife. because it's going to be dead in 100 years. I read that article.
Yeah, which London is, biodiversity. I'm surprised there's anything still, like, breathing.
I know, honestly. Man. I was watching that. Back to the topic of the 5 billion pound sewer pipe. Big problem in London is wet wipes.
Yeah.
Going into the sewage system and coming out onto the onto the banks of the Thames, and
it's not just that they get stuck in the pipes.
Well, that
with
too,
the fatbergs,
yeah.
So they yeah. sort of form a blockage. Then all the fatbergs have time to freeze, and then the pipes are like fucked.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a
you
big
think
problem.
The wet wipes would help wipe it all down.
Did you guys have, you guys saw that documentary about the solidified fat that flows around that floats around in the sewers too? Right. It's like these big like fatbergs. It's like. They float around in the sewer.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah,
the
it's
fat
really
just
bad.
Goes like all hard and clumps yeah. up, and there's, you know,
fatberg.
Yeah, there's
Wasn't
like fucking car tires and shit stuck in there and stuff. It's crazy.
Jesus.
See, the problem over here is though we have that problem with fat too, because after I kill the prostitutes, normally I blend them up in a blender and then I flush their gooey remains down the toilet.
So wait, wouldn't they be really skinny? Most of the prostitutes I've seen are like ultra skinny because of all the crack.
Yeah, it's volume though. I mean, I'm doing like 10 a day, so
yeah,
there's
just
lots
sheer volume.
Here we are,
three men sitting around joking about the murder of prostitutes. It does happen, guys. It's a real problem.
How do you deal with the teeth?
2019, I'm still joking about murdering prostitutes.
I know.
Because that's how they always get you, right? They find teeth on like
the sewer grate. I never understood why they don't just grind them up or bash them with a hammer. Like, just
smush
them.
Prostitutes are so very often off the grid, though. Like, they don't have dental records and stuff, so.
Yeah, no, it's a big, like, that is the one of the reasons they get targeted is because it's very, very hard to trace. But when it comes to teeth, you've got a body, right? Presumably you've got time on your hands because you're a murderer. Most murderers don't have busy days. You know, that's how they fell into this lark in the first place. I'm thinking, couldn't you just get all the skin off, get all the bones in a pile and just smush them up with a hammer, especially the teeth? You know what I mean? Like, I just don't see it as being beyond the ken of man to dispose of a body. It must be possible.
It's hard, though. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if you've, like, looked into it much, but it's really hard to burn a body, too. Like, you have
I'm
to
sure
have
it would
the,
be almost impossible. The smell alone would draw people.
Well, that, too. But you can't just, like, put them in a fire pit and they're going to, you know, it has to be a very intense, consistent heat over a long period of time and stuff. Like, it's insane. Trust me.
You could do it actually like fairly
speak
easy.
From experience.
But yeah, it won't like the teeth. I don't know. Teeth, they're tough. Like, I guess like it's this thing where you see these like skeletons that are like completely rotted away and yet they've got like a perfect set of pearly white teeth and you're like, fucking teeth.
Yeah.
But in real life, you know, all of your teeth are like full of holes
then
and cavities.
Me. Yeah, I'm alive and well and my teeth are like fucking yellow and crooked. And so I think I drink too much tea maybe or like something staining them. I don't know.
But... How much tea are you drinking on the daily? What's your average tea intake?
Three cups.
Wow.
It's not bad.
So I tell you what I watched on Netflix, going back all the way back to shit on Netflix. I watched this documentary that just cropped up because I was just like tabbing through stuff while I was playing games. And I watched this documentary called Root Cause, right?
Right.
Which when I looked it up afterwards, it had like a rating of like one out of five or like 2 out of 10 or something. And it was like, oh, fuck me. I don't know why. If I'd known that, I wouldn't have left it on kind of thing.
Right.
But it was about this like guy who had like some... like chronic fatigue or something. He was basically like a bit tired and he was like, I tried everything. I've tried parachuting. He was from Australia. Sorry. From Australia.
Right.
I tried parachuting. I tried yoga. I went and had my chi cleansed. I had my butt waxed. I had like an old witch shoved a finger down on both of my ear holes and fiddled with my
prostate.
Central meridian lines.
Nice.
Anyway, he went through all this shit and he found out that actually he had, like, when he was younger, he had like a root canal on his like front two teeth, right? Because he'd been punched in the face or something and he had a root canal, which is when like you the tooth's basically dead, but you kind of leave it there because it's a real fucking ball ache to get it like pulled out, because there's not really that many alternatives and the alternatives aren't really that great. You know, you get like a fake tooth screwed into your bone or anyway, he basically put down all of his health problems to root canals and basically condemned root canals. And so the day later I was in the office and Duncan was like, oh, I'm gonna have a root canal tomorrow. And I was like, oh, you don't want to do that, Duncan. I watched this documentary last night about root canals being bad. And he was like, what? But they do like millions of them. And I was like, actually, do you know what, like, they do millions of them. And I looked it up and I realized that I had been taken in. Yeah, by
that's why you can't trust the system, man. That's why they're doing these root canals. They're purposely making people tired so that they spend more money. They buy more stuff at Christmas. And it's just the man fucking you again.
It's big Coca-Cola.
Yeah, that's right. Big dentistry is screwing this country over.
Big dentistry.
They're always out there doing these unnecessary root canals. How do you know you even need one? Sure, your tooth is in pain or whatever, but like Christ, you might not even need a root canal. And there you are getting one. And then they got you exactly where they want you, all tired and flustered, and you feel like giving up. And you know, sometimes you just want to go where everybody knows your name and they always sound the same and stuff, but you want to go where people see the problems are all the same.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go where everybody knows your name. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. They should have had "Know What I'm Saying" to the end of that song. Honestly.
Know what I mean?
Know what I'm saying? They really should have done. So no, I totally felt like a fucking sucker. Like I felt like those kind of guys who, do you remember when the 9/11, there was that documentary, that plane documentary about that famous one about 9/11 being like a big hoax.
With the metal beams and melting.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was called, but it was quite popular at the
time. Zeitgeist. Was it like the, something like that? It was that one, I think.
There's a bunch of other stuff.
There's like an internet documentary.
Global conspiracy stuff. And someone had watched it and they were talking to me about it. And I was like, what? This doesn't seem right. No. Come on. And they were like, no, I watched a documentary about it. I was like, and I felt like, oh fuck, I just felt like such a dangus.
Yeah.
And it felt like I'd been tricked by, I know, like, and then, Netflix, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, because I was just recommended it. Like, because I watch all these other stuff about these, I watch a lot of documentaries on them, mostly about murders and stuff. But, you know, I just thought, oh yeah, but this one looks interesting. And then it sucked. And then I was swayed by it. And,
you thought about it. You were watching it and you felt angry at the time. And you're just like, this is fucking bullshit and I don't believe this at all.
Yeah.
And then you went away and you couldn't stop thinking about it and then it got its hold on you and corrupted your brain and now
there was bits of it that I sort of were bullshit and I saw them at the time. I was like, you know, there were like red flags, do you know what I mean, going off at the time.
Yeah.
I was like, that seems like bullshit.
Big sirens,
he was like,
yeah.
Turns out that 96% of breast cancers are caused by root canals. And that just went over my head. And I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
That seems a bit weird, but maybe people, do you know what I mean? Like, for some reason, that didn't actually.
I think it's like, you know, we're sort of accustomed to believing things that we read, right? Like, you look up information, before the internet even, you looked up information in like an encyclopedia or you read something in a magazine or a newspaper or whatever. And it felt legit, right? Like, it felt almost official and you believe it.
Yeah.
And now with the internet, it's the same. You're reading something and you think, I'm reading this, so it must be true and it must be legit. But with the internet, and I mean, even with magazines and stuff like that, you know, who's writing this stuff? Like, do they know what they're talking about necessarily? Or are they just writing it like, or are they insane or whatever? So like, I guess now that it's easier to put together like a documentary, like you look at stuff that's on YouTube or whatever, and it's very easy to put that across as something to be believed and as legit or whatever. But a lot of this stuff is just bullshit. Like, I don't think you should believe anything you read. I don't think you should believe anything you watch either. I think you should trust your gut instinct. Look up to the sky and study the stars for guidance and just go to where everybody knows your name. Know what I'm saying? And you should be fine. Yeah.
I think one of the biggest problems we've got is that people don't believe anybody else anymore. And I was wondering
I think it's the opposite, Flax. I think people are too ready to believe everything
read.
Nobody believes anybody.
Nobody believes anybody. That's the problem. That we have lost all trust in each other.
Yeah.
Which is weird because we should be more trusting of each other, but we're not. We're less. We are far less trusting.
I think you're exactly right.
Because if you think about it, you can say you're an expert, right? You can say, I've studied this for 25 years. I'm an expert. This is the case. And people will say, oh, yeah, what's in it for you? I don't believe this guy. I'm going to believe a meme I saw on Facebook.
Yeah, well, it's because trust is a two-way street and memes never let you down. So you're always going to believe the meme.
Look at this fucking anti-vaccine thing going around, right? This is getting a real... There's a political party in Italy that is about... anti-vax party.
Right.
All right. That's a fucking issue. Like, you're literally turning back one of the greatest advances in science in terms of saving people's lives. People have forgotten how bad infant mortality rates were even 150, 200 years ago. If you go to any cemetery, you will see so many graves, which are like family graves. It's like the mum, the dad, and like 8 kids are buried there, and most of those kids died before the age of 10. So it's so grim. It's super, super grim.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's just been wiped out, and now people are saying, oh no, it's poisonous. And there is no science behind it.
I don't know why people care so much. Let them do what they want to do.
No, you can't
let them
do it.
And then they'll die.
Because they are then bringing back things like measles in a big fucking way. There are now measles outbreaks where kids are dying or losing their sight because of some idiot saw some shit on Facebook and believed this. So people will believe the wrong people, and they'll ignore all fucking sense. It's,
I mean, at the end of all of it, he will judge us. And if he deems that those decisions, the anti-vaxxers, to be stupid, they're going straight to HE double hockey sticks. I'm sorry, that's all there is to it. I stand by that. Oh, I think that's all there is to it.
It is tough. Like, you know, I think when science butts up against ideology, you can end up with some real problems. Like, because back in the, I remember back in the sort of 50s, there was this problem in Soviet Russia, wasn't there, where the geneticists were all put in the gulags because it didn't gel with the Soviet ideology that, you know, there was this guy called Trofim Lysenko who kind of came up with this idea that seeds were stronger if they had their brother seeds next to them and if they worked together. And so he made all the Soviets plant all their seeds sort of together. And it ended up with this massive famine, which then, you know, that ideology was picked up by China. And I think like 30 million people died. And this was like fucking 60 or 70 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, this is not a fucking distant past. This is the ideology causing like massive, well, I'm sure there were other things involved and it's not just that, but it was a big part of him denying science and going up against governments, going up against science. This has happened before and it's going to happen again because
it's happening,
you know,
right now, Lewis.
Yeah.
People don't think climate change is a real thing. People don't give a shit about the biggest threat to our life on this planet. They just don't care. And they're sick of hearing about it. It's the same with fucking Brexit. Everybody's sick of hearing about it. So you've got all these problems. People don't trust anybody. The news never shuts the fuck up. It's on all the fucking time. And people get weary of important topics real fucking fast. And they go, oh, I'm fucking sick of it. Just get on with it. And that's what they want. Like Mrs. F the other day, bless her, she said, oh, I'm sick of fucking hearing about Brexit. Just whatever's going to happen, just get on with it. It's like someone
it's
telling
fatigue.
You for 2 years,
yeah,
we're going to have to pull your tooth out with that anesthetic. It's going to really hurt. We're going to have to pull it. And every 5 minutes they're telling you, and just like, just fucking get it over with. Just yank the tooth out. I don't care anymore. That's where we're at. People are just sick to death of hearing about all the problems and the news because it's on 5 fucking times
it's
an hour.
It's by design,
reminds
though.
You of the headline.
I bet you this was all, it's by design. They created this gigantic shit clown fiesta on purpose so that everybody would concentrate on this and ignore all of the other dumb shit that the Tories do on the side.
Do you know who's to blame? Fucking big dentistry.
Yeah,
fucking
I think big dentistry.
Dentistry
has a lot to do with this, actually, with those root canals.
They're just hoping that, you know,
they're just hoping that people will never find a place where everybody knows their name.
Get so depressed, we're just going to have to eat a load of sugar, and all of our teeth are going to fall out, and they're going to have all the fucking root canals.
Yeah,
that's right.
They don't want anyone
all
having any
sexy
goddamn
root canals.
Fun. Yeah.
Never
yeah,
had
they're
one.
So, they're so dedicated to root as well that they don't want you to eat any non-root vegetables or anything. Like, they're just like, you know what?
Maybe it's big root.
No more fun. All you can eat is potatoes. And
you're right. It's not. This isn't. It's not about big dentistry. It's big root. It's a big conspiracy. They want us to eat
root
vegetables. That's big root.
There's a brand called Roots in Canada, which is like their front as well. That's how they launder all the money.
Root beer.
They get all of these soccer moms to get all of these big fucking oversized sweaters with roots on the front of it. And
fucking big root.
That's how they do it. Yeah.
Look at the character Groot. Right? Groot was invented to popularize big
you remove
root.
The G and what do you have?
Yeah, but also
I rest my case.
Beer Groot. Big root. Beer Groot. Yeah. There you go. We just invented a fucking conspiracy. It's that easy. Spread that shit around. Big root. Don't eat root vegetables.
Root.
Don't have root canals. Don't watch Guardians of the Galaxy. It's all part of the same
thing. Yeah, and don't forget
thing.
Screenshots of where you listened to the Triforce this week, if you even bothered to listen to it. This one's been a bad one. I wouldn't blame you if you didn't. But if you did decide to take the plunge and listen to it, we want pictures of the space that you listened to it in. And please, no pictures of creepy dungeons or jail cells or whatever.
We have some minor housekeeping. We got some things to think about. First of all, we're closing in fast on our 100th episode, lads. We need to start thinking about what we're going to do for the big 100.
We did the 100 already, didn't we?
No, we didn't. We're on like 90 or something. We got a few weeks yet, but we need to think about it. It needs to be special.
Should we do like a jingle or something? We should have like a nice jingle. We could do some harmonies. Wow, maybe we should write a song. All this talk of music is getting my juices flowing.
We could do a special Triforce song.
Do you guys know how to play any instruments?
No.
Skin flute.
Okay. That's flax covered then. But you, Lewis?
I suppose it's like a drum beat, I guess.
Yeah, you could do a drum beat. Can you do any percussion, like on your chest with your hands, or like on a chair or something like
that?
We'll think of something.
just some
rough percussion.
Like a gorilla.
A lot of people have been telling me that we should have a Patreon for Triforce.
Yeah,
like I've been getting tweets.
Do you think people would pay money for that though?
But I don't know what the tiered rewards would be. I think they might. People could just give whatever they
There's
want.
There's a responsibility involved too.
We do the fucking podcast anyway.
True, yeah.
We'll put a fucking disclaimer that even if we have Patreon, you pay. That doesn't mean we have to do the fucking Triforce podcast. We're going to keep doing it.
We'll do something.
When and where we can. And we can have a tiered reward where we give people a shout out now and then. How about that? We can have a special shout out, Patreon shout out.
No, I like keeping it ad free.
That's a lot of effort, though.
No shout outs.
Yeah, but all right then. If we keep it ad free, we have to do some shit like Patreon.
Right,
I need money. I need money.
That's a bit too much effort.
All right, P-Flags. All right, thanks everyone for listening. We'll see you all next week.
All right.
Give us money.
Thanks a lot. See you later, bye.
Money.
Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Plötzlich fühle ich mich so entspannt. Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Tiefenentspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.